Well, good morning to you. I hope you're having a good morning. I'm having a really good time at the minute because I'm with a lady called Barbara Voice, who is the voice of Swindon U3A Crochet and Knitting Group. And we're meeting in her kitchen. She's very kindly made me a cup of tea. But we're going to talk about what they do at the Crochet Group. Barbara, tell me how it started.
About 5 years ago, I went to a Freshers Fair, which is the whole of U3A Open Day. And I couldn't find knitting or crocheting anywhere. And a little lady came up by my side, and Rosie came and helped me at the house and sorted me out.
So there wasn't a crochet group?
No.
Before that?
No knitting group either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had the meetings in my house, which had quite a large kitchen, but once you got past 20, I was telling my husband that he'd have to go and sit in the caravan because I had to go into the lounge as well. We then decided it was time to move into a hall, nice community centre. And slowly the number has now got up to about 54 registered people.
54?
Yes, but about 36 okay. turn up every meeting, which is run every fortnight.
And is it still at night?
Yes.
So what do you do when you get together, apart from have a drink?
Oh, chat. A lot of this.
A lot of that, I'm sure.
Got to have this.
That's a good one.
No, when I open a meeting, someone's sure to say, what do you want done or what do you want made? And so we have this table just inside the hall, and they put all their things that they've made up on there. And I then say, right, the hospital might need some little baby cardigans or little hats, because every baby that's born at the hospital has one of these little beanie hats.
So and they all come from you?
There are lots of other people knitting, but sometimes the hospital says, oh, sorry, we don't need any. But 9 times out of 10, when I go up there, yes, they're desperate for hats, little hats particularly. Mm-hmm. And then there's the preemie babies who are obviously need lots and lots of care. So we help them as well. And that's basically what we do. We make things for people in the hospital. Jupiter Ward, the dementia people live. People with dementia fiddle. They fiddle with their fingers.
Yes.
And so I think it's the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital came up with this muff pattern. So we've started making them. And so this Christmas we'll be sending 37 twiddle muffs, which are like an old-fashioned muff, and they have bits on the outside and some on the inside.
So they can be feeling all the time.
Yeah, so they can put their hands in and twiddle, or they can stroke them, or whatever. Somebody, hopefully, will come on December the 9th and pick them all up.
But you don't give away everything that you make, do you?
No, we sell stuff between ourselves. You know, if somebody gives us a load of wool or material, we put it on the table, and then one of the girls will say, oh, I want that. So we put the money in, and the money will be collected up for Brighter Futures.
But that's the charity to...
For cancer unit in the hospital.
For the radiotherapy.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people are not aware of what's going on down there, and that's what they plan on doing.
Mm-hmm.
They want £2.9 million, and they've got £1,574,000 at the last count.
You're through to date.
Yes, well, that's the last...
Last figure I heard was 1.3, so I'm out of date. Do your members give money to any other charities?
We have in the past helped cancer research,
mm-hmm.
Women's Refuge. They were desperate because they hadn't got anything to give the ladies. When people arrive at the refuge, they arrive with nothing except their children and them.
These are people who've been abused by their husbands.
Not always. It's not always men. Sometimes the women bash up the men, so they come arrive with the boys, with their children,
really?
And so they a lot of people aren't aware of that probably. And so what we did, we had a roundup of towels and flannels and personal stuff. People are so generous around here. I love them. I love them to bits.
You say you've got 50-odd members. Does that mean if... I'm not going to join, because crochet is definitely...
Oh, go on. Yes, you could. You could learn.
Could I join? You don't have a waiting list. You've room for...
I haven't a waiting list, and I've got a few spare spots.
Well, maybe before we finish, you can give your contact numbers. Your number is...
01793 326 996.
If you haven't got a pencil at home, we'll come back to that before we finish, so you can catch it then.
And I'll say it slowly.
What else can you tell us about? Have you got any real characters in your group?
Oh, yes. Should I mention her name? Marge.
That's up to you.
Yeah, right. Her name's Marge, that would do. And she is slightly disabled, but she does knit and knit and knit, or crochet and crochet and crochet, and always brings something that she's made every time without fail. She's not the only one. There's very rarely, I can't think of anybody who's not turned up with something at some time, because we just keep it flowing.
Yeah.
You know, go up the hospital, have you got any teddy bears, or have you got any cardigans, have you got any hats, and that's how it goes on.
So you meet every 2 weeks. How long is that for?
For 2 hours. On a Friday.
Uh-huh.
9:30 to 11:30.
Right.
On December the 9th, when all the hospital people are coming to pick up their goodies, of all the bags that baby groups are having, and the twiddle muffs, of course. Any spare teddies will go to the children's help patients and the day surgery. Because if you go in there and have to have your stitches out, they get a bit upset. So help comes Teddy, and they look after Teddy while they're having their stitches out. It does help.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And what about Marge? What's so special about Marge?
Well, she's slightly disabled. She's a really good character. She's like, I'll do that. I've got this. Always there at the beginning, at the front. Although she's slightly disabled, she can move.
So you don't just knit and crochet. You obviously have a pretty good time as well.
Oh, yeah.
Chinning away and...
Yeah, we chat away.
Joking,
have coffee and tea.
Yeah.
And we have treat ourselves to a day out or half a day. Or we went up the canal on a horse-drawn barge up at Kennet.
Yeah.
It was a very nice, quiet afternoon. Until it rained.
You said the money left over from the tea, so the ladies come and they pay a few pence.
Yeah, well, normally it's 20 pence,
mm-hmm.
but we charge 50 pence as tea and biscuits. Once we've had money out for the milk and tea and the sugar and all the rest of it, my treasurer keeps look on that. And then with what we've got over, it might only be, 15-20 pounds. We then say, well, we'll do that, and we'll knock a couple of pounds off each, whoever wants to go. And we're going out for lunch, Christmas lunch at Kenbury Park on December the 9th, after we've given all the stuff away.
Oh, you'll be on the high that day.
Very high.
Clearly there's a lot of stuff to move around and carry to Nyland, from Nyland to the hospital. Presumably you don't do that all on your own.
Well, I do, because I'm the one who's got the car. I mean,
you have a husband, presumably.
Yeah, but he sometimes goes off and does his own thing. Sometimes. But no, because the girls, when he used to be here, he used to make the tea and the coffee, and the girls often say, oh, we don't miss your husband. So when we go out for lunch on December the 9th, he's come as well.
Very good. He's a guest of honour.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I presume he won't have to pay.
No.
You'll look after him.
I'll always look after him.
And a pint or a glass of wine.
Something like that.
Barbara, it's been really interesting, and it's opened my eyes a little bit. I hadn't realised the group was as big. But you're also a classic example of the possibility for people to start a group in U3A, which doesn't already exist. And not a lot of people realise that. But it is an important thing, and our listeners should be aware of that, that maybe they won't see on the list that the interest that they have, but if not, they can start it. And we, U3A, will help them find a venue, find members, and help them to get it up and running, as happened with you and
Rosie. Exactly, yes.
And that's grown from half a dozen to 50-odd.
Yeah, we started off with about
12.
Solid, you know, every time there was about 20 people, but 12, only 12 turned up. And then it got to 15, 17, and we slowly coming out. And then when we got to the lounge and he had to go in the caravan, I said, right, that's it.
Some groups have speakers and days out. You don't have visiting speakers?
We don't have... when we first started, I said...
Demonstrations?
Get someone in. But then that didn't sort of catch on very good. What we originally did was I used to print off out of a book different stitches every fortnight or every month. And so that started them all off. I have got upstairs a bag of misshapes, I suppose. And what I do is I put them out on the table and match them up the best I can and then close them all together. Doesn't matter what it looks like, if it's all green in one side and pink the other side or yellow. It keeps some poor old soul from Age UK, that I help as well, keep warm.
So even your seconds go to a good home?
Oh yeah, whatever. Nothing is wasted.
Barbara, thanks ever so much. Thank you, Jeff, for your patience in running up and down the stairs to get me samples of twizzle muffs and dolls.
And teddy bears.
Teddy bears.
The only other thing I can think of, a very, very big thank you, first to my husband, because without his help, okay, I could never do what
okay.
I'm doing.
Barbara, could you just give us that phone number once again? If you are interested in joining this lovely group of ladies, then you need to call
01793 326 996. There is an answer machine there, and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
That's fine. And if you're interested in the other parts of U3A, you can get all the information you need from the website by emailing office@swindonu3a.org.uk.